Well, obviously, so many young kids, as we mentioned early on, in America and around the world, grow up strumming a guitar, wanting to play it for a living, but that's very rare. So take us on that path for a bit. I mean, how did that dream become a reality for you?
Well, yeah, and for me is kind of key. It's different for everybody. And a lot of times when people ask me, how do I get started? I don't know. I just know that my journey was like this. And I, you know, growing up in Nashville, which is a great place to grow up if you want to play music, I went to church with everybody that I work with now. My producer, Dan Mukula, was in my men's group, and he did my first four records. He is the reason that I'm Not Who I Was has a beat to it. Mm. You know, he really helped develop my sound. And then, you know, my booking agent was a guy that I went to church with. My manager, I went to church with. I just picked people that I went to church with. and then my producer helped me get a record deal. Really more because he wanted me to have one. That wasn't really my plan. But I think it was God's plan. And thankfully, Dan Mukula was listening. So my latest record is with, Ed Cash, and I met Ed in Young Life. So, So, you know, my advice to people, is just be who you are and God will take care of the rest. He made you to be who you are. And so we don't need another Chris Tomlin or Brandon Heath or whoever, Francesca Battistelli. We need you. And so if you're playing music and you're good at it, just find out what your message is and your voice and go after it. Cause you know, and then serve people. That really worked well for me, is just serving others, and they ended up serving me in the end. And it was great.